I have a question like this. Baruch is oinis shegirish. Oinis means if a man was an honest, a girl of Sula, Baruch is he has to pay the father 50 shkolim and the mitzvah to stay to marry her. And below Yuchel Shalach, he now have to give her a get. So what's going to be oinis shegirish? After he married her, he gave her a get, so he's over love. So it said there before in the Braisa was, Im Yisraelu, if the person's a Jew, a Yisrael machzer. He's supposed to go and remarry her again. Vienna like it, therefore does not get Malkus. It's like a lava nitically I say does not get Malkus. Now the question is, Viyam, if you're going to tell me that Kivan, the Avraham of the Rachmona, lucky, according to Rava, Rav's even though it's Lemahani, but as long as you're over the Yishatar, you get Malkus, his Sohanami Luki, he also should get Malkus. The South used to the Rava, it's a cash and Rava. The Avraham of the Gemara is that according to Rava, according to Abai, it's good. According to Abai, what you do here? You gave her a gift. But are you allowed to stay divorced? No. There's a mitzvah, Amoid Ve'achso, to remarry her. That's called Le'mahani. What you did, giving a gift of Le'mahani, does not help you. You're supposed to remarry her. See, if it's good, why, according to Abai, you would not get Malkus. But according to Rabbah, that says, even though what you did does not help, still you get Malkus, because you did not listen to the Torah. See, also, even though it's Le'mahani, what you did, that you'll have to remarry her, but still you should get Malkus. And that's how it speaks out. That the Havamina right now is the reason why you do not get Malkus, not because of the Lavanistically Asay, but rather Havamina is down because the Ovid is Le'mahani, it does not help what you did. So according to Abai, it's good why you do not get Malkus. According to Rav Takasha, then Toys Asim Toyma, even the Le'mahani, the Gershin, since we're going now, Le'mahani does not help. It's a lechu and a chayv of all them is shemeshes ish. Like one of us said, Lamahani, the get does not help altogether. And just looks to it married. Even before he remarries her again. And so it's the kainami. And my look, why does he get Malkus? You ain't a machzer. Have a lemeimor. Lechal, we should have said rather, it's not chal the get altogether. So it says, Navi Shlema, the iskish gerishin lemisa. Nero perakama, that the kedushin iskish misa legerishin. It's hachinami. The Parakam, the Lushin, it says, Iskish Misla Gershin, Zachanami, Iskish Gershin, Misa, the Ma Misa, Maitzim, Meshus, Abalav Gershin. So, Manashav, once you give her a get, even though it's done the Yisrael, still the get is Chal. The Havmini Gemara is just that it's called Le'mahani because you have to remarry again. So, Sartakash, according to Rav, how come you do not get Malkus? So, Marta says, used to the Rav. So, Marta says, no, Omolot, Rav can answer back and say, Shani Hosm, over here, Barinus is different. The Yom Kippur, the Pesuk says, called Yomov. It says, La Yuchu L'Shalchov, L'Shalchov, called Yomov. So we darshan, called Yomov, the Amoid, the Hechzer. That the whole year, all the time, you have a Chivah to stay married to her. Meaning to say, the reason why you do not get Malkus is because it's called the Lava Nitzav Yasei. So even though Taki, you're over a member of the Rachmona, but since there's an essay over here, to remarry her, that's why you do not get Malkus. So Mora says, La Bayi, according to Abayi, like, what do you have the essay for? According to Abai, you should not get Malkus anyway. So Mor says, no, Labaya. He loved Yom Rachamon. If not, the Torah said, Kol Yomov, that the whole lifetime you should be married to her. Have I mean, I would have thought to say like this. Eisuhu, the Yovid lay, that the Maisi did an Issa. By giving her a get, you did an Issa. Now that you did an Issa, I would have thought to say, Eboy Leheder, Eboy Leheder. If you want, you could remarry her back. If you want, you don't have to. I would not know there's a mitzvah sefer to remarry her. Is Kamashman, that's the finish of the Pasuk, know that there's still a mitzvah to remarry her. And Rashi says that the Kashi according to Bayer is, what do we have the mitzvah to remarry her? Like, what does that tell us that you don't get Malkus? According to Bayer, you're not getting Malkus anyway. But if you gave her a gift, like if you want, you could remarry her. So it's not called Mahani what you did. That's the Gemara's Teretz, no, even according to Bayer, without the Pasuk, I would have thought to say it's up to you. If you want, you could remarry, if not, not. Now the Pasuk comes to tell us, that there's a mitzvah fester for you to remarry her. Now the Gemara says, Lishnachun, another lashon is like this. Meisra, I have a question like this. Oinish, Shegirish, Aminas, Manas, the girl. And then he gives her a get. Him, Yisraelu, Machzir, Ben Aleikev, is the Yisrael he has to remarry, and he does not get Malkus. Vien Kainu, let's say the person's a Kain. So after he gives her a get, Leike, he gets Malkus. Vien a Machzir, cannot remarry her, but it's also for Kain to remarry Gerusha. But Ketonim, what does it say over here? That in Yisrael, if the person is a Yisrael, Machzor is supposed to remarry her. So the Churat Yufta da Abaya, the Kasha and Abaya. And the tiyufter is that Abaye before said that Kol Milso, the Amar Chamoni Yovid is Mahani. Abaye said, no, even though the Torah says do not do it, but if you do it, it helps. And here we see the Torah says do not give her a get, and it does not help, because even if you give her a get, you have to remarry her back. So who is Akash and Abaye? Samar says, no, Shani Yosem here, this love is different. The Rachmanom, the Torah says clearly, Kol Yomov means Kol Yomov B'yamoid V'hechzer. That your whole life, you bechal this mitzvah essay to stay married to him. So even though usually if you're with a lav and give a person a get when you're not supposed to, that's it, you don't have to remarry him. But over here, there's a special mitzvah essay of Kol Yomov. It means the whole lifetime you have to stay married to him. Or Ulu Rava. So according to Rava, he says, anyway, Shleim Mahani. So what do you have to have this pasuk for? Ulu Rava, he'll say like this. Ilah Kosov Rachamona Kol Yomov. The Torah went to say the word Kol Yomov. Have a minaluka. What if they say you get Malkus for the lav? Anyway, you could remarry you back. I would not think the get has to be chal. But I would have thought to say, it's not called love in Italy, and you get Malkus. In other words, according to Rabbi, I would have thought to say that you get Malkus, you over love. And then you should remarry you back again, because according to Rabbi, when the Torah says do not do it, it's not chal, it's leman, it doesn't help. But I would have thought to say Malkus you get, because it's like a regular love. The Yechsivit said, L'yuchu L'shalcha. Ahochi, therefore, across the cross, the Torah says, extra, Kol Yomov. Kol Yomov, L'yuchu L'shalcha, meaning to say, L'shavi L'yoynes, L'loysa say, Shenitikli say, the Pasuk comes to teach us that this Loysa say, not to give a get to your Anusa, it remains a Nitikli say, that there's a mitzvah say right away to remarry her again. And therefore, the cloud would be, he ain't liking the love, you will not get Malkus. Therefore, this love of the Yukal Shalcha is not a kasha, not to Rava, and not an Abaye. I will go through all this Gemara now, but probably come out. There's no kasha, not on either of them. At the end, next part, we'll see exactly what the Machlokes really is. Because most love in most of the cases that we're going to answer comes, I go to according to both of them. Now, the Gemara is another question. Someone takes a truma from the bad on the good. Let's see, we have a bunch of tomatoes here. You take out a rotten tomato to be truma for the rest of the tomatoes. So you rove a lav ha-tayra. The Rachmon Omer, the Torah says, Mikol chelboi, you should only take off the fat, means the best part you should take off a truma. So we dash in chelboi in, Giru aloi, you should only take off the best. Rashi says, Shei Torah min ha-yof ala yofa. But Giru aloi, min ha-giru akagai min ha-ra ala yofa, that's, you're not supposed to, it's over lav. Well, Tanan, we learned like this. Ein Tormin min haru ala yofi, not supposed to. There's a Mishnah in Truma, you're not supposed to take off rotten tomatoes to be Truma for the other tomatoes. But it says clearly the Mishnah. The Im Torim, let's see, it did take off this rotten tomato. Is Truma so Truma? Truma is Chal. Alma, what do we see? Mahanya, Kurtzariah to Abaya. That Kamil Sateri says, do not do it. If you do it, it's like a Chal, it helps. And that's where you get Malkus. If so, it's you to the Rabbah, to Kash and Rabbah, Rabbah says, Lemahanya, so who are here the Truma should not be Chal at all? So my answer is, Zomalach Rabbah, Rabbah says back, no. Shani Yosem, here it's different. Kiddu Rabbi Loi, like Rabbi Loi Dashna's the Pasuk, like we'll soon see, but the Pasuk says clearly over here, here the Truma is Chal. The Yom Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi says like this, Minayin, how do I know to say, Letorim min haru ala yofir, someone takes off this rotten tomato. For the other tomatoes, the rotten one is supposed to be truma. Shetruma, so truma. How do I know? To say that if you did it, that rotten tomato is truma. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Vloisi solov chait diharim chem eschalvim imenu." Like when you're taking off the fat, the good for truma, be careful not to do a chet. Mashma, that if you do the wrong way, it's called a chet. You did something wrong. It's called a chet. So the Gemara says, "Imena kodesh." If this rotten tomato does not become truma. Nesias chet lama, what kind of nesias chet is there? Like you want to do something wrong, but you tell me that's like according to Rav, it's not chal, so there's no chet, there's no true man ra, it's not chal. But since the Pasuk says no, lesisol of chet, is nikaz from here with the Arab Loy Dashins, le terim min aro. Now if someone takes off this round tomato, ala yofa, for the good tomatoes, shetruma sa truma, that the truma is chal. So really says this the question, what's the rai here? If you tell me, why don't I say name of the Nesias Chet, you know what you over Chet here for? Mishum Diyavra, remember the Rachmoni, you didn't listen to what the Torah said. And Echnami, even according to Rava, maybe it's not Chal, the Truma is not Chal. But the chet is that you did not listen to the Torah. You went and tried to make this round tomato truma. As we know it already, the Easter not to take it off in the pasuk mikol chelboy. The masper from the chelboy, the fat, the good things you should take off a truma, and that's good the gru aloi. So I know it already from mikol chelboy. What is the pasuk have to say nesias chet? The extra word is mashma that it is chal, the truma is chal and it's a chet by making this rotten tomato into the truma. So that was the question, why is the chal according to Rava? And the Gemara's answer is there's an extra pasuk here. The extra pasuk is teaching us that it's like a chal. So more now is the question, Ula Abaya. Abaya always says the Yavad Rachamone is still Mahanya. So Chorb Shita, if you make it into truma, the rotten tomato is truma. So what do we need an extra pasuk to say Nesias Chet for? Shrashi Labaya Diyoma Konusul Diyoma Rachamono Leisavid Mahani. It helps. Hawkey determine a role of Yofa. Why is the pasuk have to write the extra word Leisisol of Chet? At Pshit it helps. So my answer is Ilav Diyoma Rachamono V'loitisol of Chet. The third one to wrote this extra word Leisisol of Chet. Have him in our word to say Hawkey Yom Rachamono. This is what the third wants to say. Hawkey Yom Rachamono. That Ovid mitzvah min amucha. Torah wants you to do a mitzvah min amucha. It's take off truma from the fat, from the good things. Vila yovid, but if you did not take off from the best of yitzhu, you took off from the worst. Choyta lo nikra, we're not to say, not even called the choyta. It's kamash melon, the siya schet, they call the chet. It's really an issa to do this. It's not just a mitzvah min amucha to take off the best, but if you take off the grua, it's mamash an issa. Now the Gemara has another question. Faharei mi min al sheinu minoi. If you take off truma from one min on another min, let's say you take off a barley for wheat. The Yom Rachman of the Torah says, kol chaylev yitzor, says lashon of chaylev v'chol chaylev. It says lashon chaylev twice. So it says kol chaylev, so idashim litain chaylev lazeh v'chaylev lazeh. And it says each min you have to take off by itself. You can't take off from one min on the other min. The Rashi says the chelav lazeh means mitira shal tirish, take off from the wine on wine. For loy mi min al sheinu mina, kagoyin mi yitzor al tirish, not from oil on the wine, not from the grapes on the oil, on the olives. Or mitira shal yitzor. So loch, you can't take off mi min al sheinu minoi, only mi minoi. Well, it's a non-one like this submission in Trumas. Ein tormin min min al shein min enimini. Now I'll take off Truma from wheat on barley. But the entorm, if you do take off Truma, is ein Trumas a Truma, it's not chal at all. Alma l'chur tzaraya to Rava. Alma le mahani. Since the Torah says, do not do it. If you do it, it's not chal at all. It's salt yusud abaya, it should be a kasha and abaya. Hakamir, it says it's not chal. Alma l'chabaya, by the answer that I can say, shani yosim, hereby Truma's different. Yomakwa, the pasuk says reishisam. So we dash in reishis lazev, reishis lazev. Rashi shan yosam yomakwa reishisam kloimar. So you shan all of our cost of the akadir. The Torah says it twice that the truma has to be from its own min. A second time is lakev to lo yikrim imin ashein aminoi. For yehochi therefore term lemani. Since the Torah said it twice, the second time comes to teach us that even if you do it, still it's not chal. The word says v'chein nomer Rebbe loy. Same thing Rebbe Loi says that Rashis, the Pasuk says the word Rashis, that's how we know it's Likuvah that the Truma is not Chal HaShayni Minoi. Now the Pasuk says the Rav, according to Rav, anyway should not be Chal. So why does the Pasuk have to say it twice for him? Well, the Rav, Ilav Yom Rachmona Rashis, it wouldn't be for the fact that the Torah says the word Rashis, having been able to say, Tirosh V'Yitzor, Tirsiv Bu, Chelev, Chelev, only by Tirosh V'Yitzor, by these two Minim. By olives and by grapes, by these two, the shlokah maybe is he ain't termin mizel ze. You can't think of truma on olives for grapes, or grapes for olives. Avla, I would have thought to say though, tirish for dogan. Let's say grapes for wheat, dogan for dogan, wheat for barley. The chad chelba, Ksivu says one word chelba in that. Ksivu is kitor mehaya hai laloki. Maybe if you take off truma from barley for wheat, you should not get malchus altogether. As the Ephakos Rachmon, they have to write the word Rashis. Litain, Chelo Lezev, Chelo Lezev. This is, says the word Taka Chelo, and each one separately to say Taka, there is a love. There is an issue not to take off Truma for from one min on another min, not only from Tirish V'Yitzar, but on all minim, there's an issue. You have to take off Truma from its own min for its min, and not from one type of wheat, let's say for barley. The most of Lishnachun, another pshat is like this. Hai Tirish V'Dogin T'chad Chelev Kosev Bahu is Torim He'ayahai. That by Tirish V'Dogin, that's by grapes on wheat. It only says one chelev for both of them. So then I would have thought to say, you let us take off Truma from grapes for wheat, the wheat from grapes. It's called for Rachmon. There has to write the extra word, no ratio, to say no, that even on grapes and wheat, also you have the yistim not to take off. So the kids of this kasha, not a kasha, not on abaya, this posseh, not on abaya, and not on rovah. Now the Gemara says, Varecha Ramim, there's a pasha of cherim. If you want to be marked to something, with stam cherim, let's say you want to be marked to something, cherim, Rachmon is a ghost to the Kahanim. Rashi says, Charme Yisrael, Hanitonim Lekahanim. So like this, Vaharei Charamim. The Yom Rachmon Atara writes, Lo Yimocher Vulo Yigrel. When you say something should be cherim, before you give it to the kohen, you're not allowed to sell it, or you can't redeem it. There's a mitzvah, you have to give it to the kohen. But none, learn like this, Charme Kahanim. If you mark him something to give to a kohen, Ein Poydim Oysin, now that he poyder it, or Ein Pidin Lehem, I guess it should be. El noist in the kohen, you have to give it to the kohen. So Alma, what do we see? Loi mahani. The Tzimtzum Torah says not to do it. If you do it, it's not chal. It's loi mahaniya. So it's used to the bai. It's a kasha and a bai. The rabbi says even though the Torah says do not do it, if you do it, it's mahaniya. It helps. So how come here if you make something cherim, then you sell it? How come the mechir is not chal, or the pidyon is not chal? Or Amulos the bai into the back and says no. Shani yosim. Here it's different. But the pasuk cheromim, the Yom Rachmon Torah says koit. Kodesh Kodoshimu means they have Yosin Yiyu, it has remained Kodesh. Kedusha does not go off it. Rashi says that Yosin means Shein Yotze Lechulin Ayidei Pidyon. See, that's an extra post that says Kodesh Kodoshimu. So the word who comes to teach us that the Pidyon does not help. See, if even according to Bai is good. Now the Gemara's question is so.